This is Illinois Public Radio. I'm Brian Mackey. Senate Democrats are hoping to win bipartisan support for a partial government spending plan. The proposal would release more than $800 million that's been collected in special state accounts for higher education and human services. Those areas have been particularly squeezed during the 22-month budget stalemate. The House Democrats called it a lifeline bill. House Republicans voted against the measure, saying it undercut pressure to get a comprehensive budget deal. But Senate Democrats, like Heather Staines of Chicago, hope to negotiate support from Republicans.
There is a sense of urgency. I think both the Senate President and Leader Redonio have been expressing a sense of urgency. They've both given us that direction, seriously.
The Senate is expected to make changes to the spending bill passed by the House. Those details are still being worked out among Democrats. I'm Brian Mackey.